Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. I want to make one comment at the beginning that's very, very important. Actually, to take it back, I want to make about three comments that I want you guys to think about while we are chatting, while we are opining. I am very, very concerned right now about the future of the United States. And the reason that I'm very concerned is I simply do not understand. I would like to not understand the agenda. The agenda of the government to me today seems absolutely, I guess the best way to put it is nonsensical. We seem to be going in a direction that is almost, not almost, but totally unconstitutional. You know, the first issue that comes up that I don't think is necessarily critical is gun control. And the reason I say that is because I think the real critical issue right now is the amount of power that government has. I think all of this came from it. You know, all of this, in my opinion, came from one simple thing, Jimmy, and that is that globalism is very, very profitable for big business. Boeing would not be in trouble right now, and it is in trouble right now. They're no longer the major employer in the Pacific Northwest. They're having major, major problems. I think that globalism can be a very good thing because everybody can be helped. But the fact of the matter is, and by that I mean, you know, you can be a Vietnamese person, etc., etc., and globalism could obviously help you. But the fact of the matter is, that's not happening. What really is happening right now is the huge money in the world is making even more money as a result of globalism. And I have to tell you, if you still believe in conspiracy theory that a small group of people is looking to take over the world, I would have to say that I could not disagree with that right now. I think it's truly a capitalistic profit motive that's causing it, however. What I'd like to get from Jerry, Eddie, and everybody else is I want to say, I'm not stating that you need to go hide in the basement and, you know, and arm yourself. I'm not even coming close to saying that. What I'm saying is I'd like to know what you people think. Come on, Irish. What do you think? You're a successful guy. You're a brilliant guy. If we can lay out alternative ideas on this program, which happens to be my main agenda, we can possibly make a bit of a difference in changing the direction of the world. Jimmy, I'm going to give the mic over to you.
I'm very concerned about a very powerful group of people that have control of large amounts of finance. You know, people are concerned about the Fed and the control of monetary policy. And then, of course, Congress has kind of lost its teeth with fiscal policy and the way that the administration is just printing out money. It's just embarrassing right now. And this is because of COVID, but it continues to be political payoffs. That's going to put a lot of people at risk. You just can't continue to print money and not have something to produce it. And there are people, though, that are benefiting from that tremendously. And I really think it's short-sighted. It's not taking the best interests of our nation at the forefront. And I believe that there are people that would really like to see the U.S. not be powerful. Let's take Facebook, for example. Roughly 200 million Americans are on Facebook. They have 2 billion people globally. So what do they care about 10% of the market if, say, they lose a couple of percent of it because people get off of it? They don't care. They want to expand their global market. They're saturating the United States. And the United States, in some people's mind, is plateauing out in financial or influence or economic power. With a rising China and rising Asia, they see the investment opportunities there. And I think very powerful, influential people and big industries, media industries, tech industries, entertainment, big time, news media companies, they're looking at protecting those markets. And there's no better example than the NBA bowing to Chinese authoritarianism and then screaming at Americans over Black Lives Matter. That is a perfect example of inconsistent, hypocritical actions that are focused on undermining the United States in order to financially gain by moving towards China.
Well, I got to tell you guys, what I have to say is, of course, Black Lives Matter. There's no question about that. Nobody believes that more than I do, but my life matters too. So do all the Latinos' lives, et cetera, et cetera. They all matter a lot, and I'll stick to my guns on that one.
You know, Al, I wanted to say, you know what? None of us had a choice in what color our skin was when we were born, correct? Yep. None of us had a choice. So why do we look and why are we dividing people over issues like that? Unless there's a political agenda, it makes no sense. We should be working towards looking at each other in a neutral way and based on our character, not on our color.
Well, I mean, that's a very obvious statement, and there's no question about that.
It's an obvious statement, but boy, today it's just you are just intimidated by people and by corporations. People are firing staff members if they say all lives matter. You know, major corporations are doing things like that. Media, that's the Justice Department under this administration are going after people for, you know, political purposes to force people into these agendas. It's an incredibly dangerous time in the history of both the world and the United States.
Well, I want to say one thing, and that is I'm very, very concerned right now. If I haven't made that point, that means somebody doesn't understand English. I'm very concerned. At this point in time, I would simply like to believe that humanity is better than what we're seeing right now. I really would like to believe that. You know, at our Bible study yesterday, we're studying Acts, and we focused on the fact that in the New Testament, it states purely and simply that all people are equal. I'm not talking about the Constitution. I'm talking about the New Testament of the best-selling book in the world, which is the Bible. Why can't people simply put down their prejudices in terms of sources of information, listen for truth, and make sure that they act in a truthful, moral matter? That doesn't seem to matter to me. Go ahead.
You know what I see happening? There are these powerful influences that are using these tools, this division, this racism, as a political tool, as a weapon in order to achieve their political goals. So if you control the vast majority of the media and the press and you want to divide rather than unite, that's why people are looking and seeing on their Facebook page or on their social media, their Instagram account or their Twitter, these hateful messages, and they perpetuate that out of fear of not jumping on board because we are social creatures.
Yep.
And so it comes right back to very powerful, influential tech individuals and others that have an agenda that are actually exacerbating this problem that are dividing us. And individuals have to wake up to it. And unfortunately, many, many are now beholden to this fear and the lies that are being propagated by these powerful people.
Well, I can't disagree with that. But let me just say one thing, and that is I pray to God that my opinion of the character and the efficacy of the President of the United States, I pray to God that my opinion is incorrect. And the reason, I don't know if it is, and I don't know if it isn't, I just pray that it is incorrect, because if we need anything right now, we need somebody who can pull this country together. We are all very good people. Everybody believes in a cause. President Biden supposedly is a pretty decent person as a human being. I pray to God that that is right. You know, and I hope that I was misinformed when I perhaps didn't understand something correctly regarding the financial situation with he and his son and his brother. I'm looking for a way out of this thing. Jim, we got about 15 seconds. Wrap it up.
Hope is not a method. The facts do not portray him being even able to understand or to unite right now, because I don't believe the people that are giving him information want that. I think the people that are on his staff, he is just now, in my view, not capable of bringing us together.
And there you have two different opinions. What do you guys think? I'll spend as much time as I can on the blog this weekend, and I know that Jimmy will also. Jim, thanks for your time, as always. Do some thinking, you guys.
Always a pleasure.
Do some serious thinking. Yeah, a pleasure to have you on the show, Jim. We'll be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.